Leader!
Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The country's film funding agency underwent financial review on Wednesday. When appearing before the Government Administration Committee, Film Commission Chairwoman Patsy Reddy touched on a highlight of 2010.
Our standout was the domestic cinema release of Taika Waititi's film Boy. It grossed $9.3 million in the local box office, which is an all-time record for a New Zealand film. This translates to approximately 845,000 paid admissions, which is second only to Once Were Warriors.
Ms. Reddy also addressed Sir Peter Jackson's review of the Film Commission, which was published last year.
That gave us all an opportunity to reflect on the operations of NZFC, which had been in existence for 30 years. To us, the key recommendation was that the Commission should focus on identifying and developing talent, and we endorse that approach. In fact, we're well down the track of introducing two new talent-focused initiatives when the review was released.
Ms. Reddy explained those two initiatives.
We launched Fresh Shorts. As its name suggests, it's a short film scheme with the aim of broadening the entry point into the Film Commission by providing a larger range of young, emerging writers, directors and producers the chance to demonstrate their filmmaking talent. Escalator is our new low-budget feature film scheme. It's aimed at emerging filmmakers, and the plan is to fully finance four very low-budget feature films annually. The first film, I Survived a Zombie Holocaust, has just started shooting in Dunedin.
And Ms. Reddy rejected one part of Sir Peter's report which suggested the Film Commission had a poor relationship with filmmakers.
That may have been the situation, but it is not the case now. I don't think it's all roses. There will always be problems and there will always be issues. You know, I think some significant changes have been made, so while it's a bold thing to say, I don't believe it's the case now.
Film Commission Chairwoman Patsy Reddy. In the room next door, the Māori Affairs Committee held an inquiry into the performance of Māori television. Their Chief Executive, Jim Mather, told the Māori Affairs Committee that changes at TVNZ could lead to an enhancement of the role played by Māori television.
TVNZ have recently pronounced that their organisation is going to adopt a completely commercial focus. In the words of their head of digital, Eric Curley, they are here to make money. Paid TV is the future, and from that, Māori Television expects that we may have a more enhanced role as the Māori broadcaster, or looking at it differently, the remaining public broadcaster.
Mr. Mather said Māori TV looked forward to promoting Māori culture as the lead free-to-air broadcaster of Rugby World Cup 2011.
We have entered into a contractual arrangement with Te Puni Kōkiri to promote five particular sectors of Māoridom: business entrepreneurship, Māori broadcasting, Māori culture, Māori language and Māori tourism. So along with Te Puni Kōkiri, we're seeing this as a major initiative to promote many positive aspects of Māoridom.
And Mr. Mather gave a specific example of how Māori TV's World Cup broadcast would be unique.
At every game when the All Blacks perform the haka, we are going to remain with the broadcast and get the impact and after effects of that through to the start of the game. We understand all the other broadcasters will be going to commercial breaks at that point in time. We expect there's going to be a strong Indigenous component with the opening ceremony, and Māori Television, you know, will be able to better convey the sense of what that is.
Māori Television Chief Executive Jim Mather. On Thursday, the Justice and Electoral Committee spent the morning looking at the Criminal Procedure Reform and Modernisation Bill. It would reduce the threshold under which an accused person can choose trial by jury. Law Society President Jonathan Tem said that change was being made for all the wrong reasons.
The drive to change the threshold is purely financial. There is an understanding, or at least an assumption, that if you change the jury threshold, there will be a saving to the community.
Mr. Tem didn't agree with that assumption.
Law Society has been provided with no evidence of any empirical kind that this is correct. There is no economic benefit of the kind that is being ascribed. It doesn't exist.
Mr. Tem said he suspected MPs had other motives for changing court procedures.
Political parties this year will go to the community, and many of them will go forward on a criminal justice platform. The criminal justice system, with the greatest of respect, is being treated as something like a bone because everybody is gnawing on it. Philosophically, we need to have a discussion, a cross-party discussion.
Law Society President Jonathan Tem, making a submission on the Criminal Procedure Reform and Modernisation Bill to the Justice and Electoral Committee on Thursday. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.